I wanted to speak a little bit about the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Have you noticed that we were singing only Hare Krishna the last few days and not other bhajans like Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal? We sang a few little, other things, but mostly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There is obviously a question. Why all of this Hare Krishna, why not other names of the Lord? And yes, Nam Sankirtan, the glorified holy name, is the Yuga Dharma for this age, but why only this particular configuration of names? I would like to talk a little bit about this. So there's a girl coming. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Please note that this mantra is an address An address means I am there and another person is there. I'm addressing that other person. And I write a letter. I will write this location down. So and so in Paris, and I give the street. This is an address. It is between one person and another person. When I address someone, I will say, hey, you, hey. I will be very personal. I will make a line of communication. This is the chanting, a line of communication, a prayer. So please, try again. You can chant much nicer than you did. Certainly. And address Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
in the morning, as he went out of the compound of Srivastaku, where the nuptial kirtan had taken place, he met many people from Navadvip. It's important for us to know that these Navadvipvasis were with the Lord when he was Rama. They were Ayodhya Vasis. Some of them were with the Lord when he was in Braj, Mathura, Dwaraka. They were his companions. They were known to him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed them in the early morning with something that really was on his mind, I would, we could say. He blessed them. He said, may you all attain Krishna Bhakti. Then he gave them a means how to go about in their lives in attaining Krishna Bhakti. He said, do not say anything except Krishna's names, and don't talk about mobile telephones, but chant about Krishna's names and qualities. This mobile telephones is not in the text. You know, don't talk so much about other things except Krishna's names and his qualities, how he is, what is his nature. Mahaprabhu himself was instructing everyone with these words, because some had said, you said we should only talk about Krishna and his names. Now, what names do you mean? And he said, all of you joyfully hear these names. They are in the Mahamantra, which is composed of these names of Krishna. And that's the text which should have been on the blackboard, but you know it by now. You can, if you know it, join me. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prabhu bhole kohilam e mahamantra, iha jap kiya sabe kariya nirbhanda. So, in this verse, he will speak about what someone does who has not yet awoken his dormant Krishna Prema. And in the next verse, he will say what those do who already have a spontaneous attraction to Krishna. He said, I have spoken this Mahamantra for all of you. Now, you must do one thing, decide a fixed number of names to chant and chant that regularly. So he is saying, everyone, a quota, quota, quota. Very important. In his times he would set the quota on 64 rounds at a day minimum. Lisa, count this. You know, make sure you are not failing on this quota. Chant this fixed number, decide what it is. At the time of initiation, we should have made our decision, because we give a leave. If we are before initiation, maybe 4 rounds a day, maybe 8 rounds a day, maybe 12 rounds a day, and on good days, 16 plus rounds, a fixed number. Very important, because by this fixed number that comes in that comes in a commentary by one acharya, by keeping a fixed number, you show Krishna that you are serious in your relationship. You turn up in your relationship. You come to the appointment. You are there. And that is what you show by your fixed number. It's called nirbandha. No? You're binding yourself to this fixed number. So then, when you do this spontaneous attraction, will evolve, and you will act out of raag, out of deep attachment. And then another rule is for you when you are on that level. Iya hoite sarva siddhi hoibe sabar sarva chana bala ite vijay nohi or. You will gain all perfection through this. Always keep chanting it. There is no other procedure except for this. And he makes it really clear. He says, while you sleep, while you eat, while you are awake, at all times remember Krishna and chant his name. My dear devotees, this is the Hare Krishna movement. Maybe you didn't know, but you joined this program. Yes, I think after Radha Deshmelos we can be very blunt and talk about it. Still, there is a question. Why always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare? I have been personally under some amount of affection and pressure. Maharaj Khan, when the very scared of it, can't we chant bhajans, you know? Bhajans are also very nice, no? Yes, certainly. Why Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, oh, and the rest of it. Why? Where is this in the scripture? Show us some text, then we can be more comfortable with this. This is a question, it needs to be addressed. I want to, because it's in the morning, I don't want to, I will go soon in the sacred text that this is, but actually let me go immediately in the text. There is one work, it's an ancient work, it's called the Kali Shantara Upanishad. It is mentioned in the list of 108 Upanishads. Its authority, in other words, is definite and uncontestable by those who follow the Vedic pantheon of scriptures. And there, in this work, we find that Narada Muni, the Bhakti Shakti of the Lord personified, he's the personality who preaches Bhakti throughout the universe. He goes to the creator of the universe, Lord Brahma, with a serious question that is troubling his mind, apparently. He has some trouble in his mind. You will see what occupies him so that he is troubled. Shishi Radha Gopinatha ki. He says to Brahma, O great soul, please tell me, how can living beings who are born in the troublesome Kali Yuga be free from these terrible influences? We have seen, we have heard, there is bushfires, have you heard, in Australia? When we fly on the airplane, some airlines will collect donations for the victims of the bushfire. And you know what? These fires cannot be extinguished any longer. They are taking millions of animal life. Species are becoming extinct at the moment. It cannot be, and it cannot be extinguished. You may say, we bring some water there. No, it's beyond bring some water. It is not possible. This is an analogy the scriptures use, although they didn't refer to the Australian bushfires, which are all over the news at the moment, of material existence.
We have a technical issue here because there is no amplifier working. Is anyone in charge of it to make it?
There is no
amplifier. Number of the audience are here and the
this means there's no problem. Come a little bit closer. I see this. Please move on. We were in the Radhadish Melody. Now we are ready for an intimate sitting arrangement. No problem, there's space for about 200 more than here. I think you better sit with me on the seat here. And the guy was there, why are you shouting so much space? Square meters of unused space. So much place. It is. Prabhu's, please come. Yes, now he doesn't be up for a regular event. No problem. We know each other. We went together through Radhadish Melo, so. Okay, everyone is in there. Now we might just ask someone to open the windows because there's limited oxygen. In the morning prayers, we always say Samsara Dhavana. We don't say Australian Dhavana, but it refers to a forest fire. The forest fire of material existence. Prabhupada made this point when he was in Sweden and gave a public program. He said to the people who were there, you cannot extinguish this fire of repeated birth and death. So in Kali Yuga, it's especially hot. There is especially a lot of misery due to our minds, our troubled minds, our bodies, and people seem to have a program to give misery to each other inside of them. They are constructed with a misery GPS, you know, to give inflict miseries on each other. So Narada Muni comes in desperation. He is a compassionate Vaishnava. He says, please, great soul, creator of the universe, give some solution. Give something which you should do. Can I just ask, what is the sound? Is it a necessary sound?
Eating of the tent.
Eating of the tent, okay, good. And Brahma now gives an immediate answer. He doesn't have to think twice. And he gives it so firm that it's almost, it's really convincing. He says, by chanting the names of the original person, the Sanskrit word is the Adi Purusha, the original person, it refers to God. People can immediately cross over these miseries of material existence. So Narada Muni is obviously highly interested. He says, okay, what names are these of the Adi Purusha? What is it? Please tell them the mantra. You know, Brahma immediately goes, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He says, Iti Sudashakam Nama, Kali Kalmasha Nashanam. It is this Sodashakam. They have 60 names. This chant, this is 60 names. And then, Kali Kalma Nashram, you will destroy the miseries of Kali. Nata Parataropaya Sava Vedeshu Drishade. He wants to make sure that we all believe him. So in the end he says, Sava Vedeshu Drishade. This is not only my opinion. All Vedas, all the revealed scriptures, they see it like this. It is like this. Chant the holy names of the Lord, particularly the Hare Krishna mantra. And he gives the whole mantra. This collection of 16 names is the only destroyer of the troubles and sins in Kali Yuga. No other remedy can be found in any part of the Vedic literature. And then he addresses the effect. What does this do to us? My dear devotees, we have a problem. We don't know who we are. When the self is lost, all is lost. We can see this when a person is under amnesia, he has forgotten his name, he has no passport with him, he wakes up in a dark night, in a dark house, there is a rope around his hands, and something in his mouth, and he has a terrible headache, and doesn't know who he is. And he feels some instinct to liberate himself. He can cut the ropes and get the cloth out of the mouth, and he stumbles onto the road. There's rain coming down, and he thinks, how did I get here? What am I supposed to do? Is there anyone I know? No. I've totally forgotten who I am. This is how we start our life in this body. Then we learn two words. Mama, it means mine, mine. And Papa, it means sin. I don't mean this as a nomenclature of our parents. We need to really take care of our aging parents and be over depth of gratitude. No, I just mean the conditioning starts through language. There is a statement, I become what I am by you addressing me. It may be complicated. Do you know the Bengali wolf children of Bengal? They were little babies. They were brought by their poor mother who could not, had no financial means to take care of them, to the missionary. They were put on the threshold of the hut of the missionary, of the church building, or what the building, whatever it was. But somehow the man, some brother was out, and wolves came and took the children, not to eat them. It was two children. I know about one child for sure, maybe two, but one is enough for our analogy. And the child grew up amongst wolves. What do you think did he think he is? A wolf, yes. He had, the child was a little baby girl, grew up and it ran with the wolves, it ate like the wolves. howled like the wolves. And listen to this, very untypical for a human body, it developed hair all over the body, but not a little hair like me, but we all have bodily hair. It was substantial wolf hair, you know, all over, because it became conditioned to this identity due to the sangha in which it woke up. Just like our man who's walking down the rainy road and he comes into a village and people find him and say, well, who are you? He says, I have no idea. What? You seem to speak a language. I have no remembrance. I woke up bound in a dark house. Okay, then we call you Sam. Okay, I'm Sam. And that's how he continues. What can you do? I don't know. Well, why don't you try to become a washerman? Okay, I'm a washerman. It's an adopted identity. It's not our true self in which we go. This is a problem. This is a great problem. Great, great problem, because we don't remember who we are part of, our spiritual family, Krishna, the Lord, all this gone, forgotten. So now Brahma says, addresses this problem. He says, the illusory coverings of the soul, which are composed of 16 constituents, are automatically destroyed. I don't want to go so technical early in the morning because all of us are a little tired. I will not explain now the 16 coverings, but it's sufficient to say we have lost ourselves, and our so-called designs, how we will be happy, how we will be secure, what we should do, our intellectual ruses means like tricks, how we get by, our habits and so on, are all false. They have nothing to do with us. We are wolves people. When Brahma says, chant this and this problem will go, he addresses the effect of the Mahamantra. It removes the illusory covers from you. Because it has a purifying potency, it's called a Vastu Shakti, an inherent potency which works even independently from your understanding. It works upon you. And I think we all must agree. I think all of you stayed a substantial amount of time in the kirtan, am I correct?
Yes.
Did you notice something? My dear devotees, you can go for years for therapy. It won't have that effect. It really works on you by purifying you, and you get a little glimpse. Oh, maybe there is a Krishna. Yes, I'm sorry to talk so aggressively to you. Maybe it's all true. Yes, a little child who looks for someone. Oh no. Good. Narada Muni. about the mantra you said, what it does, it purifies us from our foreign nature. But now tell me the rules. How, what do I have to do to apply this? What are the rules and regulations for chanting this mantra? You must know, for every mantra, there is a certain mantra sadhana to make it efficient. Why? Because it's a science to chant the mantras. It's the science of sound, spiritual sound, which has in it another shakti to manifest something. Some mantras, and this is a Hare Krishna mantra, manifest the Ishta Devatas, the Lord and Radha and Krishna, as you chant it, they install it. So what is the rules? How do I do this? And Brahma gives a very surprising answer. He says, none. These are Vedic mantras. There are a lot of rules for everyone. And he continues, anyone can chant it any time of the day. You can do it in the night. What? You can do it in the day. You can do it whether you are pure. You can also do it when you are impure. And there are benefits in doing it. If you do this regularly, you have five kinds of liberations standing at your door. It means you get, let's talk in American English, you get free of your stuff. You know, the Europeans were saying of your baggage, which you carry along. In the morning we have to be very crystal clear, not abstract at all. And there is a primary result. It develops the inherent Krishna prema. Now for this, the Ananta Samhita seems to refer to this incident way back. It says, because all the sons of Brahma were present, all his disciples were present, and foremost Narada Muni was present and heard all this from Brahma, and they accepted as a result the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and they meditated on it and chanted it and attained all perfection. Now I think we all in the Hare Krishna movement will ask now a question. If we have not come to the level of blind acceptance here, blind acceptance is good, but not when you are in certain lectures, thought-provoking lectures. If you say, Maharaji, is it so simple? Maharaji, show us the success stories, please. We are not... Radhadish Menos, yes, I also bear something. But we talk of a lifetime, no? Of spiritual perfection. Maharaji, don't frustrate us this morning with another idealistic lecture. We want to be real now. Results, 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 please. Obviously, this is a very justified question. This question must be asked. and it must be addressed. And the remainder of this lecture, I will share with you my realizations, and I will answer the question based on my realization and on one verse which I found in the scripture. So let us start. Who of you has ever dug for water? Well, you don't have a farm community, but those who are in the farm community knew they must have dug a well eventually. We in Golokadam, Germany, we dug a well. We tried two times. One, we were not successful because the man who, you know, there was a man who went with these, you know, and then they go when the water is there. No. With him we were successful. There was a water company and they said, dug here. And we went 100 meters and then we, the drilling went on wrong. And we said, you don't get your money. There is no water. We made a contract, we would get water. You may try somewhere else. So then we got, you know, in Germany you have these people. How do you say these? Who's from your native English?
Dancing.
What?
Dancing.
No.
Dancing.
Dancing.
Dowsing.
Dowsing. It's a wooden thing, right? It has a, it's like a fork. It has this shape, and then you take it at the end, and when you come, the water is, and the person is sensitive, the stick starts to dance, and it's called apparently dowsing. Dowsing. It's a new word for me. I believe it. I hope you have authority behind you. So, okay, let's then, and we went, here. You're sure? I'm absolutely sure. I do this since 40 years. So we went down, and oh, so much earth had to be taken. Then the gravel came. Then it started to get wet. And then there was water, but it was so dirty. Dig more. And then we dug more, and then whoosh, good water, drinking water. You can't get it on the market, it's so good. So spiritual life, in my experience, personal experience, is like this. You have to be willing to dig. You have to go deep. You have to commit to the practice, to the sadhana. And you need to learn, if you want, and not just relief from misery, but if you want Krishna consciousness, there you need some rules. You need to, for instance, observe the 10, that you don't commit the 10 apparatus. We were talking about it on Friday. But the real point I would love to make here, my dear devotees, is you must chant with bhakti. Devotion. Devotion is what? It's an emotion which comes from the heart. It is found in this world as a mother devotedly may say, serve her children. I met such a mother yesterday. I'm always totally awed when I see the self-sacrificing moods of the mother. It is, we in spiritual circles won't call this devotion, because we reserve this, and I find it's good to make the language clear to God, not this feeling. But it is a feeling, it is an emotion, it is something which is necessary. If you can't get devotion, then we hear, go to those things which are close to devotion, gratitude maybe, feeling a little humble in the face of someone or something which is so superior to you. But you must stop the disease of the modern man, emotional disconnection. We are afraid with emotions. We think, oh, this lust, greed, anger, illusion. Yes, these are, there are emotions do have a shadow. They throw a shadow sometimes. They are something which is not so rationally explainable, but they are part of the human being. And do you know how we make basically all our decisions? We do it based on likes, I like this, and on dislikes, no? Accepting and rejecting. No, this is not good. And bhakti is a devotional emotion. It's something which the human being is capable of developing, and it's something which you can find in the heart when you have gone through all your disappointments with material emotions. And that's not the condition, but I'm saying you need to go deeper through all this. Chant with bhakti. It's not a mechanical process, Krishna consciousness. There is a verse, just as a blazing fire turns firewood into ashes, similarly, you with me? A blazing fire turns what into ashes?
Firewood.
Similarly, bhakti burns to ashes all the sins committed by my devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, dhana, and something. Bhakti yoga means, bhakti yoga, he stresses three times, bhakti, 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 bhakti. Bhakti yoga means connection, no? Yoga. Bhakti yoga, through connection, through bhakti. What does it mean? You chant and you cry. Krannan, krannan, atma krannan. We look for the atma krannan, the crying of the soul, atma, no? My dear devotees, I don't go after this lecture into the kitchen, ask for some pepper, rub it in the eyes and cry and say, Maharaj said we must cry. This is not how it works. This is not Atma Kratam. This is Aibalp Kratam. You know, it's not Atma Kratam. We look for something deeper. And that emotional connection, I give it names that you can relate to. I could speak of bhakti all the time and you would say, yes, I know this, we heard this before, yes. And never think about it, what it could mean in relationship to Krishna, to this sadhana. To reach there, my dear devotees, there is simply no other way than to stay with devotees. And sometimes get your head ruffled, get your pride, which covers you, removed, so that you can access that which is your own. We have this problem. We have invested in all kinds of relationships, which are not there from the beginning. From the beginning, there's only one relationship. I and God. This is the original relationship. But we are invested in so many relationships. And with this modern technology increasing, likes on Facebook, we are more and more after this external relationships, casual relationships we have, but deep, the deepest relationship, a deep relationship is only possible if you have found yourself, if you know who you are, part and servant of Krishna. So, therefore our scriptures always say, you must come to that level where you bow down, where you get rid of the falsity by just getting into the dainya mood, the mood of reality, that I'm a soul, I suffer from amnesia, I have lost the relationship which is the original relationship, and my designs for happiness are only empty constructions, nothing more. Bhakti, another way to access bhakti, I said go to the devotees. What I have in mind particularly, go to the prayers of the devotees, and they open their hearts. And when you see the volcano of devotional emotions in the heart, I've always read Sharanagati prayers, and that has given me a jump start into the real feelings of surrender. Spiritual emotions, when they wake up, you know, there are six things which happen. The first thing is you will be humble. The second thing is you will pray for some connection. You will see Krishna as your only maintainer and your only protector. And you will then naturally feel so inspired, ooh, that you will feel really, I want to give up what is unnecessary, what is in the way. These are emotions. Sharanagati, the mood of surrender, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Jaiva Dharma, it is the emotions of the awakening soul. So read these prayers, my dear devotees. Get into it. And the community where we live, we have teenagers. It's a big community in Germany. And our girls, saintly girls, have come into the teenager mood. And of course, they go to schools, and there is the culture. And they have also now the earphones, and they hear the music, modern music, you know. It's so easy to please you. They have this, and they are good girls, very devoted, they preach in the school. But they hear all this, and some of the teenager hormones, they are addressed by this. We become influenced by music, by poetry, by prayers of someone else. I see it right before my ears. Eyes. I don't hear what they hear. So this is what I would like to recommend to you. Get bhakti where it is situated, in the heartful prayers of Bhaktivinoda and Narottam Das Thakur. Oh, Pradhana, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Something real comes into you. Then you can stop emotional disconnection and you will sing like Ananta Govinda. He's got the soul when he sings, no? Ananta Govinda. From the Radha Govinda Mandir, you know the whole. Yes, If we are always only feeling material thoughts, only investing in material relationships, only this, then our strongest motor, our emotions, will remain bound to the illusory energy. We must save this from the illusory energy and bring it to the place where it should go, to Krishna. So now let me look secretly at the wristwatch. We still have time for one or two questions. Yes, I recognize you have to catch your cars and trains and vimanas and Hare Krishna. Safe journey. Safe journey. Yeah, the new devotees always have questions. Okay. Yes, please. Please speak loud enough.
Yes. Okay. I want to ask you, because you mentioned that we should ask senior devotees or have association of devotees who knows, who have those
emotions. Emotions. Bhakti, bhakti. Yeah. We talk of bhakti. Yeah.
But I also heard a statement that bhakti should be protected, that it should be.
Yes. Yes. We said that you have to get in contact with those who have bhakti. But I also heard bhakti should be private. Then those who have bhakti, you will have to come 5 times or so before they are convinced that they share what they have. They don't like to talk about their realization in the public field. Be careful of anyone who says, I have bhakti. It's the most treasured thing for them, and so on. And therefore, we are so happy that these great acharyas have poured their hearts into their writings. There you can connect bhakti shastras. You can get this, the prayers. They are so. It's usually not done, but seeing the fallen state of the world, they have made an exception and opened some of their hearts. Bhakti also, you know, we want to chant and do everything with bhakti. Bhakti resides at certain places. One amazing place where bhakti hides is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There is this, you know, in the Padma Purana, there's a long discussion. You can find it in Satyaraj Prabhu wrote about this in one of the Vector Godhead magazines. I read about it recently. I mean, it's very known. And there is a blessing that bhakti resides when the Bhagavad is discussed. So you might find there. Find also, what is very nice is if you're at home, you make circles with friends and read the Bhagavatam together. And Krishna may come, bhakti may come. Often it is seen, things become clear. That's why this Radhadesh Mel is so good. Have you seen? There's such a bhakti atmosphere. You can almost. Because the devotees open their hearts when they chant. In such a sangha, some are, even devotees are afraid, they don't participate, they come a little. I do my experiments always, I find some devotees always like to stay, or they go to eat pizza. It's too intense for them. Mm. They are not yet ready to get this. Whenever you find in your heart an unwillingness to jump in the crowd, it's not only a cultural thing about you that you're not a bad person. You may be afraid that a transformation happens. Bhakti resides when devotees discuss Bhagavad. So, I have to end here. I thank you all very, very, very much, and I want to request you one thing. You think about it. My request to you is, this is now a small group, I want to repeat the request. Please take the holy name with you. What it means practically is sing more, chant more, dance more. This is the Yuga Dharma. It's Brahma said it. He's the creator. He should know about these things. It's his creation. That's how this all works, you know. Make maybe kirtan sangha, sing with friends. If you feel, I'm really not musically talented, then learn to play a pair of katas. It's not extremely difficult. Only, I mean, of course, these. Technically, very complex kind of beats. I also always have to put the gato aside. An old man doesn't learn these complicated things any longer. 1, 2, 3, everyone can do. And same thing more. Yes. Don't be shy, you know. Even if you sing alone, better with others. Good. And come back, please. Imagine, we really become so many that it's absolutely not possible to stay in the hall any longer. You know what will happen? Krishna will give us a greater hall. It's usually, that's how he works. He wants to see how that we first utilize fully whatever he has given us, and then he gives us the next level. But sometimes he also lifts us up very quick. Krishna. Very Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrī Rādhā Gopīnātha ki jai, Gaura Prema ki jai. Hare Krishna. Safe journey.
Safe journey, Adi.